on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Economist Azad Jameen says it remains unclear whether South African Reserve Bank will cut rates this year. Yesterday, the central bank's governor warned the risk of high inflation still remains. The Reserve Bank has kept the repo rate at 8.25% since May last year in a bid to steer inflation towards its target range of between 3 and 6%.
And it's now highly questionable whether we will even have one interest rate cut this year. I had been hoping that there may be a bit of relief at the November MPC meeting, but it does appear both globally and domestically as if those possibilities are now being pushed out well into next year.
Dr. Jameen is the chief economist at Econometrics. The Eastern Cape teacher, who's alleged to have faked his kidnapping, has been granted bail after appearing in court today. Phiwa Kuhle Muthemela was at court and filed this report.
52-year-old Xolile Doe appeared on charges of defeating the ends of justice and extortion and was released on bail of 7,000 rand and was warned to return to court next month. He was arrested on Saturday in Kwanobuhle, 5 days after he had gone missing, and told his wife that he would not be coming home and that she should not involve the police. During yesterday's appearance, the state indicated that it would be opposing bail unless he can provide a verifiable address. It was heard in court today that he would be staying with his sister in Kwanobuhle for the duration of the trial. Phiwa Kuhle Muthemela, Gqeberha.
And a group from South Africa, including a Durban filmmaker, is on a search for the highest water body in the Nepal Himalayas. They are hoping to swim about 7,000 meters above sea level in icy glacial water. They say it's to raise awareness about climate change and raise funds for charities, including the Tigerberg Children's Hospital.
Finding melting glaciers at these high altitude areas show us that climate change is real. And I feel more people need to be aware of this to help protect our planet and make it a better place to live in. And it's by contributing to small changes daily. So bringing this awareness will hopefully make the world a better place to live in and give us much more time to actually live in this world.
The group from the Cape Town-based NPO, Mad Swimmer, left for Nepal last Friday. Durbanite Thufail Ali has joined them to document the expedition, which will also be an attempt to break a high-altitude swimming record.
Apart from climbing to this altitude and attempting to break the world record, I would also have to document this amazing journey and create a masterpiece at the end of it all. So personally, I've always wanted to tell meaningful stories to the world, and this project is one of them. It's providing me with a platform to do what I love doing and leave something amazing behind.
Durban and Pietermaritzburg, 25 tomorrow. Richards Bay, 26. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Ompahlele.